Blog Talk Radio.
You was popping, my niggas. I'm trying to get a part two here with John John so we can clarify some more talk on the QP no showing, John Doe tweets, and all that. So, 1 second. Back on live, just want to finish up this up with John John so I can put this out the right way. Hold on 1 second. John John, what's good, my G?
What's good? I'm back. My phone had died.
Yeah, that's my... Nah, that was my... Don't worry about it. You good. John, let me just clarify this part here. So when you saw the tweets coming in from John doing them, did you feel some type of way or...
I mean, I didn't even see the tweets.
Or the tweets, not the tweets, but social media, just, you know, people talking about it and shit.
Yeah, I didn't see. I just see people talking about it, and I just saw people talking about it, and I just knew it came out of nowhere. I just felt like it was corny, especially on Clean part. Like, I'm not mad at anybody else. John Doe wanted to be in his feelings. That's cool with me. I just felt like, you know, me and Clean relationship was better than this. You know what I mean? And other than that, yeah, like, I'm over it. I ain't holding no grudge. I don't care.
So let me ask you a question. When people was like, oh, well, you was doing the same thing we was doing and shit in the third, was that the reason you kind of, like, minimized doing that? Or was it like, I'm not even trying to get caught up in that bullshit, so I'm not even going to have you niggas drag my name off my boop into the mud?
Nah, I didn't even that. It just, I had a vision that I want to do. That I wanted to do from jump with the graphics, you know, battling, period. Some things I was able to do, but for the most part, I still haven't developed that right look that I wanted yet. And I just got tired of experimenting with different things. You know what I mean? So it's just like, okay, we'll keep it to the minimum until I can figure out exactly what I want to do. But nothing that we do is influenced by any of these things. Like, we don't look at them and what they're saying and feel like, oh, we got to change it or do different things. Nah, it's not that. It's not that. Yeah, it's not that, bro. But,
so, is it hard for you to, do you see yourself, you and Clean talking, or is I can squash that? Can I get on the phone and talk like men,
yeah,
or is it like,
talk,
damn,
man,
we could let it behind the scenes?
I know we're going to talk, man. When we talk, Clean is going to agree that's some bullshit that he did. You know what I mean? I know how this is going to happen. That's why, you know, I seen him, somebody tag me in something that he said on Facebook, and I just commented. I'm like, oh, Clean, I'm going to talk to you when I see you. You know what I mean? And he was just like, oh, you're going to see me, huh? And I'm just like, maybe. You never know. When I do see you, you know we're going to have a talk. You feel me? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? But
what about,
yeah, like,
what about quantum physics, though? What about quantum physics, though? Was it the same reason why he dipped out, or was it different reasons for why he didn't show up?
You know,
they both boys, you know that. They both crew.
Yeah. And they both with, you know, with John Doe. So it had to be that. You know, John Doe didn't want them to be a part of nothing good that Bullpen is doing, and it's just a weak plot to try to sabotage something that's going on. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, we could talk. I don't have no bad blood with him. I can't believe, you know, Quantum would do that over $100. But I don't care to get that back. I'm not about to beef over $100.
So let's be clear then. They didn't get no deposit from you, right?
You said what?
They got no deposit from you, right?
No, they both got deposits on behalf of us.
Right.
They both got deposits.
Okay. First pass. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it wasn't half with Quantum, because, you know, with Quantum it was almost, that was like the last battle booked, and it was still on the verge. Like, it was still a little iffy to me. So I'm gonna give you something, send it, but you gotta get here. And the whole thing was, once you get here, you're gonna get everything. You don't gotta wait till after the battle. You know what I mean? As soon as you get off the plane, you get everything. We just need to get you here because, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas got reputations.
And you let them know that you felt, you know, that they have reputations, right?
Yeah, they agreed. Like, that's what I'm saying. It was solid stand-up conversations that we having. It's just like, yo, dog, it's not all up to me. You know what I mean? This is the whole thing. Like, you're not even really being trusted. Truth be told, nobody even on my staff wanted to take chances on this. You know what I mean? But I looked at everything like, you know what? They've been asking to battle on bullpen. On top of that, my dude YM from Let's Talk About It, he got a solid relationship with them, and he's solid with bullpen. He wanted to bring them over. On top of that, it's just like, okay, I got a relationship with Clean. Not only that, Clean was one of my favorite niggas at one point. I'm excited to have him.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? And then with QP, Quantum Physics versus Street Hymns, that's a fire matchup. So all of that ties into why the battles were booked. But we still iffy, and we still got to protect what's going on, you know, on our end. But they understood.
So let me ask
everything.
You a question.
Everything was understood.
Other staff members on the bullpen was like, they probably was like, yeah, John, we try to tell you. Is that the talk now?
Nah, that's not the case. It's just really what it is. The fact that they did that is just like, you know what? We dumb for falling for it. It's almost like we fought ourselves more than we fought in them. You know what I mean? But
right.
It's not like a I told you so thing. And it's not like, because I knew where they was coming from when they were skeptical about it. But I was just giving Clean the benefit of the doubt because of my relationship with him.
Right.
So you want to get the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? So.
Mm. All right. Before we go, I know you're best of time here. Are you going to battle again? And before I ask you that, is your ARP, how does it, because I know ARP was in the building, right?
Spicy.
Yeah, he was definitely there.
Okay, can I get
I'm pretty sure he feels some type of way now, don't he? He's leery right now by his battle with Gems. Because, you know, Clean and Gems is supposed to battle on Pearly Gates.
He is, you know, because when I first walked up to the venue, ARP was outside. And he must have overheard some, you know, I had the news on my phone, but when I walked up, everybody else is saying it like, yo, yes, that's crazy. Isn't it Clean? He's showing up. And, you know, ARP was just like, damn, am I going to have to worry about this with my event? You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I don't know. I think from all of the attention that this is getting, he'll show up to the RBE event because I guess now he's making it a fuck bullpen situation. You feel me?
Yeah, which I don't understand why I make it a fuck bullpen. I don't know why they got to be a fuck bullpen situation. Why is it trying to put Syndicate Cartel, Black Ice versus bullpen? Why got to be all that? I don't understand that.
Because that's what they want to do to get their name mentioned and attention. You got to think. All of that happened, and then Chilla Jones versus Charlie Clips just dropped in the middle of this shit. It's attention, and I see it. And it's like, it's cool. Like, all these leagues been trying to do it. You know what I mean? Spit That Heat tried to do it. Houston Barcode tried to do it. And it's just like, you know, and I'm not even going to shy away from even mentioning these leagues, like, you know, because before I would keep from saying their name, but at this point, it's just, it is what it is. Like, they blatantly do these things, and it's just like, my whole thing is, why? Like, what are you getting out of it? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm gonna be real, man. If I'm a league, I'm not booking QP. Either QP. I'm not. There's a certain niggas that's first team finesses, and them niggas is on the first team all squad with that shit. They like sometimes be on that bullshit. So, you know.
Yeah.
When do the leagues put their foot down and be like, yo, bro, I ain't fucking with it when niggas like that. Whether it's niggas not showing up to battle or some bullshit or, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, we have to do that. We have to do that. Not only that, like you mentioned ARP again when you was talking about it. You know, when niggas start doing this shit, we got paperwork on them. We're going to have to subpoena these motherfuckers. We're going to have to slap them with that paperwork because they got to fear it. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody putting that kind of fear in them. Everybody's letting them get away with it, chalking it up. You know, they talking their little shit. I see you and all of that. Even that's not going to settle nothing. Like, I could beat skin off these niggas' faces. It's like, it doesn't change what happened or I won't get my money back. You know what I mean? But at this point, yeah, I think now it's like, that's why I tweeted. I'm like, come on, if dude known for more than 3 no-shows, they shouldn't be booked. No more.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be booked no more.
Like,
you know what I mean? But, and it, you know, let John Doe deal with them. You know what I mean? They showed up to his battles. Let them You want to watch Clean and QP, go tune in the Black Ice Cartel. That's what John Doe want to do. That's how he wants to make it. Let it be that. You know what I mean? So, Khalid's definitely pushing him now.
Did the tweets throw you off though? You like, what the fuck? Like when you saw that, I mean, obviously, when all this shit was going down, aren't you sitting back like, what the fuck is going on? Like, trying to just, you know?
Yeah, I was just surprised at Clean post. That's the only one that kind of I really felt some type of way about, because I'm like, Clean, like, you? Why? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it's just like, yeah, fuck bullpen. You know, it's Cartel. You know, if Cartel don't fuck with bullpen, I don't fuck with bullpen either. And then it just caught me off guard because, dog, you asked to come over here. You're a member in the bullpen group. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was a member before we was friends on Facebook. So it's not like I invited you to do any of this. You wanted to come, and I'm welcoming you.
And real quick, John Doe, all respect to you, my nigga, but don't throw Chef Trez's name into the mix and try to throw him in there, because the nigga tweets out, I don't know what niggas is talking about. So it's like, come on, bro. You know, on that right quick. I thought that was some sucker shit. That was some sucker shit in my opinion. Got to keep it real.
A lot of this shit is sucker shit. Me and Chef Trez never had a conversation about Black Ice. Not one. You know what I'm saying? So for me to block a battle, there's never been a conversation between me and Trez about Black Ice. Period. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Maybe they wanted to book him and didn't because they were scared that was going to happen. I don't know what the fuck. I don't even care. They can say what they want to say. I don't feel no type of way about them. I understand where that's coming from. But as far as Clean, that was some faggot shit. And I know he agrees that was some bullshit. And he will agree when I see him. You know what I mean? Because there's no way that's real nigga shit. There's no way.
All right, let's leave on a good note. When are you battling again, my nigga?
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? That chiller battle was just, you know. I don't want to say a warm up.
You plan on battling this year?
This year,
we got two more months left here in the calendar year. Do you foresee yourself battling again?
Nah, probably not this year.
Nah.
Me and Beasley been talking about something. We got something in the works that's real, real, real heavy. It's gonna be early 2018.
Okay.
Early 2018. So I'm gonna, you know, prepare for that shit. I don't want it to take
that's
no random battles. I feel like Chilla was almost borderline a random battle, but we made it good with the content that we brought. We made it a battle. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's what it is. And I want to say one more thing before we get out of here. The next day after Fade, I had an event called Rec Room. Rec Room is a closed room series we're about to be doing with Bullpen, so they can get their shit off. It ain't about no popularity contest. It's private events. We got a private location, and we had four battles that was fire the next day. And being that it was only four battles on Fade, if you got the pay-per-view with the VOC, we got another four battles we're going to attach with that. So you're going to see, you know, and there's other up-and-coming, they're fire, three-letter man. Flacco versus Automatic Ray.
Shout out Automatic Ray. I know Automatic Ray from Spit That Heat, no doubt.
Yeah. Bonus versus Deuce was probably, it's definitely going to be top five battles of the year. It was tied with B Dot and Loso for Battle of the Weekend, in my opinion. It's one of them. It's like when we first seen Rum Nitty versus Av type shit. It's one of them battles. It's one of them. You know what I mean? So yeah, I want y'all to look out for that. PG Skillet versus Boss Major, and we had an on spot battle with BC. Dude named BC from New Orleans versus Roller from VA. So we're going to add them battles to the VOD.
Shout out Roller right quick, man.
Yep.
I appreciate you,
man.
Taking your time, man.
Always appreciate y'all, man. Y'all get out there and cop that VOD if you can. Give me the feedback on my battle, everybody else battle, how to event and everything. But yeah, Shrug Life and No Life, bullpen over the bullshit. It's always love, man. John and Don.
You already, John. Always, brother. Easy.